For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Twins got rained out at Fenway. And I'm not a big fan of how they handled it. Josh and I talked about it. By the way, Steve Thompson, Josh Wheeler, our producer, they had people show up at the ballpark, and they waited until 3:30 our time or thereabouts to say they were done. I can't remember. It was right around 3:30. And the game was scheduled to start at 3:10 Central, 4:10 Eastern time. So a big crowd at Fenway. They're generally sold out at Fenway. And you get them in the ballpark. And I looked at the forecast Friday night, and then again this morning, and then again around noon when Shaletta took over at the mic today, and I thought, There's no way they're playing the game today. And then I looked at the radar, and it was a storm that was moving in from the Atlantic Ocean. It wasn't like a storm that was tracking further inland and moving out to sea. This was one of those storms that was coming in from the Atlantic, and it's like, yeah, this isn't going away anytime soon.
Man, what a Saturday. What a Saturday, Steve. It's been quite a day. It's funny. Yesterday we kind of had a teaser of this. I was standing in the hallway over here talking to Mr. Dan Cook before his show, and then Lindsay stopped by too. We were chatting a little bit about the Twins and trying to figure out if we were going to end up having a game yesterday, and you know, storms and whatnot kind of subsided for yesterday. But now we kind of get the full brunt of everything today. And I don't know, part of it was, I think I was more so in just disbelief that we're going to get yet another canceled game like this. But I'm kind of with you still in the boat of, you know, let's not wait till an hour and a half from the gates opening to call this off, because I can tell you, as somebody who can barely afford to go to a Twins game as it is, I would not be happy spending $100 on food / parking / whatever to, you know, turn right back around and go home, which that's just, I would be asking for a refund at that point.
And the thing is, there's a lot going into this decision today. And number one is that the Red Sox have not a lot of extra seats at Fenway Park. So they're trying to fit these games in. And then it's not ideal on a getaway day, which would be a Sunday, to play a doubleheader. So, number one, the Red Sox are trying to protect their gate. And it's like, hey, we got paying customers for the Saturday game. We got paying customers for the Sunday game. How do we figure that out? My only beef is this. It just, from my chair... How many miles is it? 1,500 miles from Boston or whatever? I don't know how. 1,000 miles away, whatever it is. You know, it's kind of like they're likely not going to play. So before people leave, before the teams leave their hotels, et cetera, just say, hey, we're not going to get it in and figure it out. You would think there would be a contingency plan sooner. But here's the lay of the land for people. If you're joining us, just tuned in, wondering what's going on with the Twins. They did get rained out. They're going to play two. It'll be a split doubleheader tomorrow, and they're going to start pretty early. We'll have an abbreviated huddle with Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz at 10. They'll give away at 10:30 to Inside Twins. The lineup card at 11, first pitch at 11:35. Pablo Lopez scheduled to start today. We'll get the start in Game 1 tomorrow. And then Game 2, not till later in the day, lineup card at 4, first pitch at 4:35. And then following that, Twins get on a plane, come home, day off on Monday, and then the Marlins in for three, and then the Orioles' final three games of the season at Target Field next weekend. So eight to go for the Twins. Just want to update the scores. Twins getting a little good news. The Orioles have tied it up. Tigers and Orioles in Baltimore tied at two, bottom of seven. Meanwhile, the Giants have extended their lead over the Royals 3-0 San Francisco, and that game in the top of the fifth in Kansas City. And Seattle, they're still in the mix, two games behind the Twins for the final wild card. The Mariners and Rangers get started at 6:05 our time tonight. So those are the key games as far as the Twins getting in the playoffs. If they did start today, Twins would be in. They're a game up for that final wild card spot in the American League. Here's what we're going to do. We promise another full rundown of the college football scoreboard before we say goodbye. A little bit later on in the hour, we're going to talk high school football, because I think the championship contenders from nine player all the way up to the big schools in 6A is starting to come into focus, particularly among the big schools at this point. It's already, I had a chance to see Dinah, the defending state runner-up, on the road at Wayzata last night. I know the Trojans are struggling a bit, but that quarterback at Edina Mason West is just absolutely outstanding. So we'll do that later in the hour, talk a little bit about how the top teams fared over the weekend in a high school football, and they're already halfway through the regular season. Week four games were played on Thursday and Friday around the state of Minnesota. Let's jump back to the Northern Sun. Concordia is St. Paul on the road in Marshall at Southwest Minnesota State. Kelly Loft, I think, started doing college football final a long, long time ago. And here he is on a Saturday on short notice. Twins got rained out in Boston. We didn't even know we were going to have a show today until about 3:30. So Kelly, thanks for jumping on.
Hey, no problem, Steve. I appreciate you guys and WCCO doing this for so long. And, yeah, we're dating ourselves. Yeah. I've been doing this 28 years and still plugging away on here. And we go back, Steve, remember the trivia back on a Friday night long time
ago? Oh, yeah.
I think I set the record back at that particular time. That was over 20 years ago, but God, we'll have to do that again someday.
yeah, no doubt. You were really a solid contestant, one of the best of all time for sure, and one of the best contributors. I mean, a lot of the guys have stepped away or retired. So please don't retire, Kelly.
Yeah, I will not. Well, I won't do that, Steve, and it's glad to be on you here today. And a good day for Concordia St. Paul as they go on the road and pick up their first road win since the 2019 season, breaking a 30-game losing streak. They beat Southwest Minnesota State today 27-17. The Golden Bears now 1-2 overall and 1-1 in the conference, while the Mustangs dropped to 0-3 overall and 0-3 in conference play. And Concordia used defense to start things off. They had a bad snap, the Mustangs did, deep in their own end. And Concordia St. Paul's Ben Rio recovered the ball in the end zone to give the Golden Bears a 7-0 lead early in the first quarter. Mustangs came back with the field goal to make it 7-3, and then took the lead as Kendon Krogman, Mustang quarterback, making his first career start, threw a 35-yard touchdown pass to Trigg Auten to cap an 8-play, 91-yard drive and give the Mustangs a 10-7 lead with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. But Concordia came back a couple of possessions later on a touchdown pass, a 50-yarder that completed a one-play drive as Reed Steyer completed a 50-yard touchdown pass to Drew Enke, and the Golden Bears led 14-10. They led 14-10 at the half, and then their defense took over, limiting the Mustangs to just two first downs for much of the second half, They scored a couple of touchdowns to build a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
27-10 lead. Southwest would score late on a 21-yard touchdown rush by Kendon Krogan to make it 27-17. But it was the CSP defense, Steve, that was the difference in the ball game, as they were strong in the second half. Jalen Richardson led the Golden Bears 108 yards rushing and a touchdown, while the Mustangs were led by Kendon Krogan. He threw for 186 yards, completing 19 of 28. He also rushed for a team-high 52 yards and one touchdown. Mustangs struggled defense or offensively, just 2 of 12 on third-down conversions. They did have 292 yards of offense. The Golden Bears just 288 yards of offense. That's the second time this year Southwest defensively has limited a team to less than 300 yards of offense, but they still do not have a victory. So, again, the final score Saturday afternoon for Marshall, Concordia St. Paul 27, Southwest Minnesota State 17.
All right, Kelly, always a pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you doing the show.
There he is, Kelly Lohoff, Southwest Minnesota State, Northern Sun football game report. Here are the finals. Augustana beat Northern State 41-7. UMD got it done at Marion Bismarck 43-7. Minnesota State rolled over Minot State in Mankato 40-6. Minnesota State is back, leading the league. McKendree beat MSU Moorhead 22-15. That's that non-conference game each week because Upper Iowa left the league. Bemidji State, a big win at Sioux Falls, 28-24 in the wind at Bob Young Field. Concordia St. Paul won at Southwest Minnesota State, 27-17. And Wayne State made the trip to Winona and beat the Warriors, 28-22. Let's get back to the scoreboard in the MIAC. Final week of non-conference play there. Gustavus had a lead at Stevens Point. Still haven't been able to track down a final on that one, but Gustavus had a lead. Looks like the Golden Ghosties got it done there. Bethel beat Eau Claire in Arden Hills 51-30. Bethel hosts St. John's. By the way, the Johnnies were idle this week. Augsburg a winner at Martin Luther 34-7. Carlton beat Minnesota Morris, the final there, 28-7, the final at Laird Stadium in Northfield. And then tonight, St. Scholastica at Crown College. Quick rundown next week, week one of the MIAC, St. Scholastica at Concordia, Carlton visits Hamlin, St. John's at Bethel, that is a big one, Gustavus at Augsburg, and then a night game, St. Olaf at McAllister, to play the Scots. WIAC on this final week of the non-conference schedule in the WIAC. Michigan Tech wins at Oshkosh 44-7. Mary Hardin-Baylor blew out Whitewater 35-17. River Falls beat Greenville of Illinois. That's a UMAC team, 66-7. And it was Platteville beating Wabash 42-21. And I once again, for the life of me, am having all sorts of trouble getting a final score out of that Gustavus Stevens Point game. And then, of course, Northwestern of Minnesota takes on Stout in Menominee, and that is under the lights at 6 o'clock. Pioneer League, another rough day for St. Thomas. Tommies are now 1-3 this year. They got hammered by Lindenwood 64-0 today. So the Tommies really struggling out of the gate this year. Missouri Valley Football Conference, North Dakota beat San Diego 41-24 in Grand Forks. South Dakota beat Drake at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion 42-3. I haven't been there since they put the hard roof on the Dakota Dome. I was there in the days when they had the inflatable roof a la the Metrodome. It's been a long time since I've been to Vermilion. North Dakota State beat Towson 41-24, and those are the finals out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference. All right, you're up to date at 5:20. Hockey season underway. The Wild in camp. College hockey gearing up. And some big news out of college hockey. The Gophers lost a player to Minnesota State. The Gopher became a Maverick. Jess Myers from The Rink Live joins us around the corner here on News Talk. E3O-WCCO. Before we say goodbye, we will have another rundown of the Big Ten and Top 25 football scoreboard. We'll have another rundown of the regional football scoreboard. And the reason we're even here is because the Twins got rained out in Boston today. They were scheduled for a start just after 3 o'clock, but they were rained out. So that means they'll play two tomorrow. And it is a split doubleheader at Fenway. Inside Twins, 10:30 a.m. Lineup card, 11. First pitch, 11:35, Pablo Lopez on the mound. Then game two later in the day, lineup card at 4, first pitch at 4:35, Zebby on the mound in game two. And another quick check of that scoreboard. Here are the key games. Let's start with the Tigers. Detroit back on top of the Orioles, 3-2, top of the eighth at Camden Yards. The Tigers started play today a game behind the Twins for the final wild card. Meanwhile, the team a game in front of the Twins, the Kansas City Royals, they're trailing at home to the Giants. Giants lead 3-0, bottom of five, once again down I-35 in Kansas City. Seattle still in the mix. They play the Rangers in Arlington at 6:05 tonight. All right, hockey season, crazy, but it's just about time. And Jess Myers joins us from the Rink Live. It has been a while. We gave Jess a summer off. He's good enough to join on short notice. Twins got rained out today. Jess, good to visit with you.
Quick correction for you, Steve. You said hockey season starts soon. Hockey season started about 3 hours ago. The women's WCHA got going today. And a big congratulations to Laura Schuler, the first-year coach at Minnesota Duluth. They go into Ohio State, the defending national champions, and they knock off the Bulldogs 2-1 today. So hockey season is upon us. Women's hockey getting going. Gophers going here in a couple, like a week or so, with an exhibition game. And, of course, the Minnesota Wild with their first preseason game tonight in Winnipeg. So hockey never ends, I like to say, but it's for real tonight.
Yeah, it is such a crazy long season. You know, the NHL, like all the sports, Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, even the NFL season, they're adding games, and the Super Bowl is now played in February. But the college hockey season, of all the college sports, you and I have talked about this before, it is a crazy long season.
Bob Motzko likes to point out, college hockey season begins during the baseball playoffs or during the pennant races even,
right,
and it ends following spring training the next season. So It's a marathon in a lot of ways, and you know, a lot of people are excited about this Gopher team. They're pretty deep on defense. They've got a lot of returning offense. The goaltending is, you know, as yet to be seen, but I wrote about Nathan Airey, who's kind of the heir apparent in goal, a sophomore, the big kid out of Western Canada, and a lot of people pretty excited about what this Gopher team might be.
Yeah, and a major story this week about a defection from the Golden Gopher program down 169 to Minnesota State. What do you make of this?
Well, unexpected in a lot of ways. Rhett Pitlick was tied for the scoring lead with the Gophers last year, had a nice year. He made it pretty clear once last season was over that he was moving on. I didn't expect him to stay in college. And, talking to Bob Motzko weeks ago, there was an expectation that he was going to sign a pro contract. He was a free agent. He was originally drafted by Montreal. They relinquished his rights. So the thought was he was going to sign a pro contract. Well, you know, we got past the free agency stage, and he hadn't signed anything. And lo and behold, we find out today on September, whatever it is, this late in the game, September 21st, he's announcing he's going to play at Minnesota State Mankato for what will be his senior year. And then I believe he'll have one more year of eligibility after that if he chooses to stay in college. So a nice addition for the Mavericks, I think an unexpected addition in the fact that, like I say, he was expected to sign a pro contract, wasn't expected to stay in college.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that the open movement in all college sports is alive and well. You just never know year to year who's going to be around, who's going to be available.
You know, it's funny, 20 years ago or so, Mike Eaves, who was the coach at Wisconsin at the time, said you have to recruit a kid to come to your college, and then you have to recruit them every year to stay if they're a top player. And we're really seeing that effect now in the age of the transfer portal and NIL money and all of that stuff that seems to play a factor in where kids wind up and where they move around to if the offer is right. And we're seeing that up close and personal with a kid like Rhett Pitlick. Just a fantastic kid. Great family. You know, his brother was a Gopher captain. His dad was a Gopher captain. And his mother was a Big Ten champion gymnast for the Gophers. So going to be a little strange to see a member of the Pitlick family in purple. But, of course, we wish him the best.
Yeah. And finally on the Wild, as they get started on their journey this year, it's kind of the last year under the cloud of the Parisi Suter contracts. And I still think fans should temper their expectations based on all of that. They still have cap issues to deal with and don't have the payroll flexibility to make the club significantly better.
You know, and that's what's really interesting this year going into this season is you're absolutely right. They will have some cap money freed up. Now, I don't think Bill Guerin was expecting to have to sign Brock Faber to an $8.5 million a year contract, but that's just how good Faber was right from the start. So yeah, that will eat up some cap money. They're also in a really unique situation at the start of this season in where it looks like they're kind of going to be carrying three goalies at any given time. You know, Marc-Andre Fleury is kind of playing out what looks like the final year of his career. He hasn't made that official, but he said, you know, he doesn't want farewell tours or anything like that for a guy who's had just a fantastic career. You've got Philip Gustafson, who I know they tried to move over the summer and maybe didn't find the right offer or the right fit for him. And then you've got Jesper Wallstedt up and coming. So it sounds like they're going to have kind of this three-headed goalie monster, and we're going to have to see how that plays out in terms of the salary cap and just, you know, who gets the minutes in the crease for the Wild.
All right, Jess, the marathon begins for you. I hope you had a restful summer. How do people find your work if they're not familiar with The Rink Live?
TheRinkLive.com, and I'm on Inforum Sports as part of the Forum family as well. So you can find me at either one of those places.
Well, and it's always good to visit with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to talk hockey.
There he is, Jess Myers, joining us from The Rink Live, TheRinkLive.com. It is 5:31. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll have another rundown of all the college football scores. We'll talk some high school football. And then one more time, update that Major League scoreboard. What are the Tigers doing? What are the Royals doing? The Twins got rained out today. They'll play two tomorrow at Fenway. It's all coming up here on News Talk. 830 WCCO. Floyd on the line tonight, Huntington Bank Stadium, University of Minnesota. It'll be the Golden Gophers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, 6:30 NBC tonight. Can the Gophers hang on to Floyd, or will it make the trek back to Iowa? We will find out. Iowa slight favorites in that game tonight. It is a big day in the top 25. USC, Michigan, among the marquee matchups. Oklahoma playing Tennessee tonight down in Norman. Another big game. That is on ABC tonight. There are a number of games in progress. There are a number of finals. And with all of that, here is Josh Wheeler.
All right, Steve, let's take a look at the score update here. So you and I just talked during the break because I think we're both keeping very close tabs on this USC and Michigan matchup.
We are indeed.
Oh, boy. Michigan, it's like the Denny Green adage goes, I don't think they are who we thought they were. Obviously, didn't get the quarterback in the transfer portal in the offseason like he probably should have as a program, but man, here we are. They're struggling against a USC team, which also, like, you know, you just lost Caleb Williams in, you know, back in the spring. So both these teams are kind of recovering and trying to bounce back from what was, you know, kind of their quarterback heyday, and they're doing okay. It's number 11 USC. They are trailing Michigan just 17-20 now. Got the tiger by the tail, so to speak, in Ann Arbor. We're still looking at that Penn State matchup, 49-0. They're just running up the score in the last 5 minutes of the fourth against Kentucky State. Looking at UCLA, they are trailing LSU, number 16th. Ranked LSU, 31-17 is your score for that one. Some other notable matchups here to look at. Utah, 12th ranked team, up 13-3 over number 14, Oklahoma State. J-Lo's Mizzou Tigers, they're leading Vanderbilt, 20-13 is your score in that one. And looking at some other scores here, we do have Notre Dame. They are up 28-3 in the final couple minutes of that one against Miami of Ohio. And then some matchups taking place later on tonight. We do have the Battle of Florida. Miami, number 8, taking on South Florida. You talked about it. Tennessee, the Vols, number 6, taking on Boomer Sooner. They are number 15th ranked in the nation. Tennessee looking for their first road win versus the top 15 team since 2006. Bowling Green, they're facing off against number 25, Texas A&M at 6:30 tonight as well. Some team named the Gophers, they're hosting the Hawkeyes tonight. I don't know if you heard about that yet.
Oh, yeah, the Pigs on the line, man. Yes. Floyd of Rosedale.
No fair.
All about the Pig.
Hey, no fair catches needed in this one. No fair catches needed. Something called UL Monroe is facing off against yet another Manning. And number 1, Texas tonight as well. Kansas State, number 13 ranked, taking on BYU. And a couple final scores to list off, 49-14. Ohio State dominates Marshall. We also had Iowa State, number 20th ranked, 52, taking down Arkansas State, 52-7. The Clemson Tigers, 21 ranked team, 59-35 over NC State. And, of course, those darn Cornhuskers, they can't do anything right down in Nebraska. What are you thinking when you're in Lincoln? They lost 31-24 yesterday in overtime. Just a crushing defeat for Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
And they were flying so high after beating Coach Prime in Colorado. Yeah. This is the year where and then they lose to Illinois at home. And I know Illinois is not horrible. And as all I have to say, with Nebraska getting beat, that's a shame. That's a shame.
It's
it's just, that's a shame. Let's get to the regional scoreboard here. All finals now in the Northern Sun today. Augustana rolls over Northern State 41-7. The Vikings are the real deal again. UMD bounces back. They win at Mary 43-7. Minnesota State flying high. They beat Minot State 40-6 at Blakeslee Stadium in Mankato. McKendree knocked off MSU Moorhead 22-15, non-conference tilt there. Bemidji State, huge win on the road at the University of Sioux Falls. Bob Young Field 28-24, the final. Concordia wins at Southwest 27-17. And Wayne, a winner at Winona 28-21. Let's jump over to the MIAC today. St. John's Idol. Bethel, a big win over Eau Claire, 51-30 in Arden Hills. It'll be the Royals and the Johnnies in Arden Hill next Saturday. Huge showdown in the MIAC to get the regular season started there. Augsburg, a winner at Martin Luther, 34-7. Carlton beat Morris, 28-7. Word is Gustavus won at Stevens Point. Still haven't seen a score. And then Saints Galactica at Crown, 7 o'clock tilt there. Over in the WIAC, searching there for a score on Gustavus and Stevens Point. No luck. I don't know if they had a power outage. The internet lines are down. I'm dumbfounded. Platteville beat Wabash 42-21. River Falls pounds Greenville 66-7. It was Mary Hardin Baylor out of Texas winning at Whitewater 35-17. Michigan Tech, a big winner at Oshkosh 44-7. And La Crosse taking on Grand Valley State. That is tonight. Northwestern of Minnesota at Stout in Menominee. That game also tonight. UMAC football, one other game I wanted to point out, and, oh, we already mentioned that, St. Scholastica at Crown tonight at 7 o'clock. Oh, yeah, William Woods University at Westminster, that is a night game as well at 6 o'clock. Pioneer League, Tommies continue to struggle. St. Thomas gets hammered by Lindenwood 64-0. St. Thomas now 1-3 out of the gate this season. Missouri Valley football, North Dakota beat San Diego 41-24 in Grand Forks. South Dakota beat Drake 42-3 in Vermilion. North Dakota State in Fargo beat Towson 41-24. South Dakota State idle today. And you're up to date on all the college football scores we could find. Meanwhile, back to the top 25. Michigan fumbled deep in their own territory in the Big House. USC turns it into a touchdown and an extra point. Trojans lead the Wolverines 24-20. It's getting late in Ann Arbor. We'll keep an eye on that when we come back. Some high school football scores, how the top teams are faring. Who are the favorites among the big schools at the moment? I think there's only a handful of teams that could win a title 4 weeks into the season. We'll see about that. And then, of course, another check of the Major League scoreboard. Twins got rained out at Fenway. They will play the Red Sox not once but twice tomorrow. All that in a moment here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. Twins rained out at Fenway today. They will play two tomorrow. Here is the lay of the land. The Huddle, Pete Najeri and Dave Schwartz at 10. They've only got 30 minutes. And then Inside Twins at 10:30. And I believe Corey Provis will step into the radio booth and visit with the manager, Rocco Baldelli.
Also, the real travesty that we did not talk about, and I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'm going to. It's Charlie's last huddle tomorrow, and he only gets 30 minutes with these guys. That's rotten.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. Yeah, Charlie Weiss, producer of the Huddle, his final show, 30 minutes. But make it a big 30 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're going to. They're going to get all they can out of that 30, I promise.
Yeah. And then lineup card at 11, first pitch 11:35, Pablo Lopez on the mound in game one. He was scheduled to start today. He will go tomorrow in game one. And then in this split doubleheader, game two, not till later in the day. 4 o'clock lineup card, first pitch at 4:35. So Twins and Red Sox Big game at the start of play today. Twins in the third wild card. One game behind Kansas City for the second. One game ahead of Detroit for that final wild card spot. Here's where it stands. They're going to the bottom of the ninth at Camden Yards. Detroit leading Baltimore 4-2. So they would gain a half game on the Twins if that holds up. Meanwhile, the Giants pounding the Royals in Kansas City 9-0 through six innings. So even though the Twins lose ground to the Tigers, we'll gain ground on the Royals. So things really getting interesting going into Sunday. And the Mariners, they still have a shot at the start of play today. Two games out of the final wild card. It'll be the Mariners and the Rangers from Texas tonight. So that's what we know at the moment on the baseball side. We got you up to date on college football. Once again, Floyd on the line. Iowa's slight favorite to beat Minnesota tonight at Huntington Bank Stadium. The weather is ideal. Can Floyd spend another year in Minneapolis? We will find out about that. Minnesota United FC, they are playing tonight. They get Sporting Kansas City as they try and cling to the final playoff spot in the Western Conference of Major League Soccer. All right, high school football. Let's get you up to date. 4 weeks into the season. 4 weeks in to this season. And we don't have a chance to talk about everything through nine, man. But I'll give you some quick thoughts on what I've seen so far in high school football 4 weeks in. In the big schools, there are about a handful of teams that I think can legitimately contend for a title. And that's generally true every year. Lakeville North, number one, they won. They beat Farmington, solid Farmington team, 27-20. Number two, Maple Grove, blew out number eight, Anoka, 54-14. The Crimson, the real deal. Number three, Minnetonka, beat Prior Lake, 28-7. A solid team there. Minnetonka, Edina, rolled at Wayzata, 48-21. Their quarterback, an outstanding hockey player, Mason West, five touchdown passes, three rushing. Three of those touchdown passes to Meyer Sweeney, his outstanding receiver. Edina rolls, they're the real deal. Shakopee knocks off Eden Prairie 28-7. Eden Prairie, of course, got beat. Egan beat Lakeville South in a wild one, 35-33. Egan, sneaky good. So you know, right now, Lakeville North, Maple Grove, Minnetonka, Edina, maybe Shakopee, a contender. That top five look like the five that could ultimately play in Prempel. How about this in 5A? Elk River got beat by number six Andover, 47-31. Of course, Andover got beat in that epic semifinal by eventual champion Chanton Hazen a year ago. So don't sleep on Andover. Alexandria strong, Moorhead strong. Oh, Watonna looks good. Robbinsdale Armstrong here in the northwest suburbs. But Andover knocks off Elk River 47-31, and they have played some wild games in recent years. In 4A, Becker is solid number one. Totino Grace, they're now in 4A. They're ranked number two. Orono, very good. They beat Delano. They're ranked number three. 3A, Stewartville is solid number one. Dowsell Cocato, ranked number two. They both won. In 2A, Barnesville won again. They won. And then in 1A, in any class, maybe the most dominant team in the state, the Minneota Vikings beat Canby 56-0. So Minneota is solid number one. And then a nine-player, Nevis, ranked number one. But there are a lot of contenders in nine-player this year. Vikes, Texans tomorrow. Texans slight favorites. Jordan Addison will not play, but the Texans have some key guys out. Before we run, quick thoughts about the Vikings and the Texans tomorrow, high noon, U.S. Bank Stadium. Josh, I would say the Vikings, one of the surprises, 2-0 out of the gate in the NFL.
Even more so, just announced today, Joe Mixon is now officially ruled out for the Texans. That is, that's crisis averted. As someone who watched Joe Mixon in the annals of Oklahoma football and knows how huge of a human being that guy is. He did a lot of damage in Cincinnati and now Houston. But, yeah, that Vikings defense, I'm interested to see how much they can confuse me and everybody else that watches them tomorrow, because it's been fascinating to watch. I think it'll be a very good test, even more so than San Fran.
Yeah, and the odds makers have pretty much put it as a flip of the coin. It's gone down. The line has in favor of the Vikings as we move through the week. It is a flip of coin. Once again, in these NFL games week to week, turnovers. And can Sam Darnold protect the ball and continue to exceed expectations? We'll see. But a bright surprise. Josh Wheeler, thanks. Have a good Saturday night. Oh.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.